Relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour, hour number two, here on this Tuesday, April 7th, 2026 edition. Following up to the conversation we just had with Ian Murphy over at the Iron Pig, the issue of data centers looms large over the heads of both Democrats and Republicans, with factions in both parties taking opposition and support. Well, former 9th District Chair Smith said she saw data centers as being an issue that was bringing out large groups of people not typically involved in politics, but in a not-in-my-backyard NIMBY capacity, concern for rising costs of utilities and water usage is a legitimate concern. They're not being answered by the areas that are being asked to put in a data center. And it's actually becoming a problem for local people. I think it's drawing some people into politics that wouldn't normally be involved, Smith said. She also said both parties were going to have to be aware of the issue and said the candidate she saw as best dealing with this issue was former Speaker of the House, Tom Leonard. He's actually involved and interested in making sure that it's not a hard no on data centers, because that would be a terrible path for Michigan to go down. However, just eliminating all different kinds of businesses coming to the state is not necessarily the way to go if it's done in a responsible, truthful, and transparent way. She said there are probably some hardliners that wouldn't agree to any data centers at all, but the majority were just looking to have it out of sight and also have a guarantee that the data center's owners would be funding their own electricity, not polluting the water, and not getting money from the state to move in. Most people, according to Smith, says people are like, if you can afford it, you're the tech company. Go ahead and put it in, but do it in a smart, responsible way. And I want to be able to see as a constituent that this area isn't negatively impacted. I want to be able to see what the agreement actually says, make sure that there's no secret deals going on between cities, counties, and state government. Smith said she believes Tom Leonard's idea of having a moratorium while the particulars are being worked out was prudent. I don't think that just suddenly throwing up a data center everywhere you look at is a good plan without actual policy behind it. Fred Wozelek, Wozelek and Associates, says the issue was bringing out the worst of both parties, but it wasn't a question of whether there were going to be data centers, because this appears to be inevitable. The only question is whether they're going to be near us or far from us. they're going to exist. So the question is, how do we make this work for us rather than just battling against the idea using the NIMBY approach? Again, not in my backyard. This approach, to me, seems silly. Fred went on to say he thinks there seems to be factions in both parties that are looking to stop artificial intelligence data centers. But in the end, they're just going to end up in the hands of other countries. United States could lose out the opportunity to be in control of the information as well as the jobs that could be produced. That doesn't make any sense to me. Throwing yourself across the railroad tracks of history has never worked out. Look at all these technologies that we now have. They exist and they employ lots of people. The biggest problem Fred sees is the Republicans are dealing with the issue of protecting farmland rights, handling the objections of these projects being water hogs, or consuming the electric grid at the consumer's expense. Fred went on to say the big data center builders are now committed to either generating or paying for their own electricity so that this doesn't cause an increase in utility charges to the consumers. With that no longer being an objection, I don't see why this is now a big problem. This is all very manageable, but there are people that are simply afraid of the future. So there will always be a market for saying, no, 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 stop the future from happening. Well, Michelle Rajar, a different consultant, said data centers are a concern for both parties, but for different reasons. Democrats that are opposed have green energy and environmental concerns. Republicans are concerned over property ownership rights and the perceived threat of hiking up electric costs. Innovation is key to be continued growth and opportunity, not only in our state, but the nation. So in my opinion, the candidate that can validate both of those concerns and tackling the rising cost of energy will have the most success in winning the general election in November. Bill Ballinger says this is a tricky issue. While polling mildly supports data centers for economic development and jobs, but again, there's this large NIMBY factor in play. The Biden administration was identified with pushing data centers, but surveys today show Democrats are more opposed to them than Republicans. According to Bill Ballinger, he believes Republicans have aligned with tech companies and President Donald Trump, who has embraced the projects. In various congressional and legislative races, it may come down to the local level and how voters in a particular district view building a data center in their backyard. However, one thing is for sure. Support for data centers among voters is shallow and weak, whereas opposition is strong and far more likely to turn into votes for one candidate versus another. Well, the fifth pundit, Erica Mendoza, said the issue was bipartisan, and opposition seems to be connecting with the voters when it comes to, quote, preserving their community, using, of course, the NIMBY persuasion. I'm sorry, Eric Mendoza. He continued to say, I think it's going to be playing into the elections. This could affect some segment of voters on each side of the aisle having a really strong view on how data centers should be handled. As far as we can tell, they may be voting along those lines of thinking. He said, it was an issue that all candidates are going to need to take seriously, balancing economic development with environmental and community concerns. I think we have figured out the right balance in policy. But while that is being figured out, candidates should be taking a serious look at this and in the districts of their races. Pretty interesting view of these political pundits. Quick little short story. I think I can get this in. Former state lottery commissioner Susanna Schiaccarelli, who is running to be the Democrat's Secretary of State nominee, says that her main opponent, now Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist, told me last December 2025, told me point blank that he didn't want this job. This came late December before I entered the race. Schiaccarelli appeared on the MERS Monday podcast episode to talk about our bid for Secretary of State ahead of the Michigan Democratic Party of, there it is, April the 19th. They hold their conventions on Sundays. Republicans hold their endorsement conventions on Saturdays. I know that the lieutenant governor, for example, was running for governor. He got out and then joined this race. All of that institutional support fell right in line behind him. Interesting statement, and she continues. We'll wrap it up. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experienced nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Into the Show. Very interesting dynamic happening in the Democrats' endorsement convention race, April 19th, for Secretary of State. Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist was running for governor until it became blatantly obvious with all the union endorsements, all of the political endorsements, individuals, fundraising by Jocelyn Benson, the Secretary of State, that she's going to be the Democrats' candidate. So he dropped out of the race, and the party automatically pushed him into being a Secretary of State candidate. Well, kind of interesting, because when he dropped out running for governor, announced that he was going to run for Secretary of State, joining her race, with all the institutional support immediately falling in behind him. I even had, according to Shrek Relly, I had a sitting member of Congress tell me that that was going to happen. It's hard now to think that somebody who really doesn't want the position is really fighting hard to have it. And will they work hard to get it in November against the Republican? Shkreli entered the Secretary of State's race on December 8th after resigning her role as the Michigan State Lottery Commissioner. She spent 2 years as Deputy Legal Counsel to Governor Gretchen Whitmer, making her emergency management skills from providing legal counsel during challenges to the November 2020 election results, as well as the May 2020 Midland area dam failures. This was a focus of her campaign. Well, Gilchrist dropped out of the governor's race, entering the Secretary of State's race in January, following an alleged whisper campaign that Gilchrist should drop out of the governor's race due to his poor fundraising skills, and so many Democratic donors and organizations could then consolidate their support and resources early on between him, Garland Gilchrist for Secretary of State, and Jocelyn Benson for governor. This announcement came out on January 5th. Shortly thereafter, Gilchrist started getting all the endorsements. Ciccarelli says this office is just too important to be a coronation. It's too important to go to somebody who doesn't really even want the job. And I know that's true in the lieutenant governor's case because I had a direct conversation with him before I resigned and got into this race. He told me point blank that he did not want this job. Ciccarelli added that she has personally registered 1,500 people to attend the Democrats' April 19th convention. Democrats' convention will take place at Huntington Place in Detroit. Credentialing beginning the day prior at 10 a.m. at Saturday. Democrats will determine their picks for Secretary of State, Attorney General, and the two open spots on the Michigan Supreme Court, as well as statewide elected education boards for the universities, who will become the party's nominees and do not appear on the August party primary ballots. This is done exactly the same way the Republicans just did it back on March 28th in Novi. Candidates must collect 829 valid signatures worth 15% of the party's delegates voting in person during the convention weekend in order to be voted on by party members. Again, Michigan Republican Party held its endorsement convention March 28th and gave their candidates extra time to fundraise and to appeal to the general election audience. Current Eaton County Prosecutor Doug Lloyd won for Attorney General. Macomb County Clerk Anthony Ferlini was selected to represent the Republicans for Secretary of State. Ciccarelli served from October of 2011 through 2018, prosecuting crimes against children in the Macomb County Prosecutor's Office. Because of her experience in the county, Ciccarelli sees herself as being uniquely situated to beat Forlini on his home turf. Now, sorry, sweetie. Anthony Forlini is very popular in Macomb County. He beat a Democrat clerk just 4 years ago. Not going to happen. Sorry. We're going to continue this story in the third hour because they shift gears and they bring in President Donald Trump and Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is 11 o'clock.
This is...